This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, lots going on. Braves got a little streak going on right now. A.J. Smith-Shawver was great last night. We need Chris Sale to do it again tonight as they take on the Reds. More with Grant McCauley coming up here in about 15 minutes. Also, the NBA playoffs buzzing last night because Mike said the Celtics coach blew it. Trying to do too much. Overthinking the situation. They shot a bunch of threes, 60 to be exact, guys. But they missed 45 three-pointers. They end up losing. And then, Mike, I think the bigger shocker is Nuggets fight back and ultimately beat OKC. They've just been blowing people out. 121-119. We dove into that earlier. And if you missed our interview, go online and check it out on the app, guys, as Nick Friedel joined us, Odyssey NBA Insider, talking about the makeup of these series. And he said he's not going to bet against Steph Curry tonight either, by the way. I'm a little bit surprised about that.
Well, I mean, I do think it's kind of funny to be from, like, one of the perennials you get. Maybe because sometimes you get sick of, to now kind of find myself rooting for one last rodeo for Steph Curry and Draymond and company. And, you know, Jimmy Butler, you know, he's kind of added the juice, and that was a hell of a, you know, comeback win, a way that they knocked off the Rockets. So, yeah, I'm kind of pulling for Golden State right now.
I'm with you because it's fun. At this point, they aren't. Right. And by the way,
and I can't stand Steve Kerr. He just rubs me the wrong way, condescending and all that. But, man, they got some good things happening right now.
But they've never been the bad guys, even at their height. Right, you might not have liked Draymond, but you loved Clay.
You
loved
Steph. Did you think they were the bad guys against LeBron, though?
No, I always felt like LeBron.
When it was LeBron in the Cavs?
In the Cavs, and it was like that for what, like 4 years it felt like. But I always felt like, you know what, how can I dislike Steph Curry who's changing the game? Like, and there was something special about him, and I've said this, he's the most selfless player in the history of the league. And has been. With that, we're talking about a lot of different things today. Find us, by the way, Mike Bell, ATL. That's on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and the radio shows, Dukes and Bell 929. Mike, you are concerned about something. You were out Friday. Abe got into this conversation with me, and I kind of looked at Abe and said, ah. And then I said to you today, you're not concerned about this, right? And I'm talking about Michael Penix Jr.
Yeah, I historically never, ever like to agree with anything Abe is spitting out there, but I will say that, you know, I'm kidding, it's a joke, Abe. But no, Abe was asked, and you talked about it, Michael Penix Jr., we all assume he's just going to be, you know, the man. He's going to step in and not struggle. Is he going to step in and be able to execute? Because, I mean, we all want that to happen, wanting that, and then how it's going to happen are two separate things. So I'm just playing devil's advocate. I believe in Michael Penix Jr. because I want to believe in Michael Penix Jr. because I have to believe in Michael Penix Jr. because we're not going back to Cousins. I still don't think he'll be on the roster later in the year. But I just, you know, lament the fact he didn't have a full year under his belt. But I also saw him do some stuff which shows he is ready for primetime, like primetime, Sunday night, national TV against the Commanders. He makes a terrible rookie mistake, throws the ball, and then, okay, comes right back, takes him down the field, and then certainly did enough to put them in position to win the game, had the coach not taking the ball out of his hands by not calling a timeout. So I do think that Michael Penix Jr. had some big moments. Yeah, you saw him do enough to beat Carolina the last game of the season. We couldn't stop anybody. But still, a three-game sample size, Carl, is not what I saw from Jaden Daniels or Bo Nix. I saw a full season of those guys.
The crazy thing is, and we had Cody Benjamin on our show last week. He writes for CBS. And Cody believes the biggest question for the Falcons is Michael Penix. And that's what got us into this whole question about, okay, wait a minute, because I feel completely different. Look, Mike could be completely right about this. Or maybe he's wrong. Maybe I'm completely wrong, or maybe I'm right. But I feel like he's got it. And the moments he's shown us, guys, even in the loss of the Panthers where Bryce Young looked like Joe Montana, to Mike's point, Michael Penix threw for 300-plus yards in that game. It wasn't like he was a bum. I mean, we lose 44-38. We couldn't stop a nosebleed that day. But it was like he was out there competing. He was completing passes. He was moving the team up and down the field. But with that said, I just feel like some of these moments that we've seen have shown that he has it. And I asked this question earlier for those of you who have been in this city long enough, or maybe you watch Matt Ryan's career, because he's the last franchise quarterback we've had. Michael Penix should be the next one. When did you know? Did you know 3 games in to Matt Ryan's career, or was it 6 or 8 or the second season where you went, man, he had a really good rookie year? And maybe Mike's right. Maybe 3 games is not enough to say what I'm thinking, which is, those small windows he put the ball into, some of those balls that weren't caught should have been, the moments where he could have choked, even in a 3-game sample space, and he didn't. Mike, I feel really good. And look, I hear Cody Benjamin saying, we've drafted correctly, blah, 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 but we still don't know about our quarterback. Boy, I think we do.
Yeah. I mean, and this was the argument I was telling. I mean, it is one of those parallel universe, and we'll know what if this happened. And it's a fun off-season argument, because if you went with what we should have done, which is just sign Penix, draft him, he's your number one quarterback, and you just spent all that money you spent on Cousins on defense, then the team isn't giving up 24 points a game, and Michael Penix has a chance to lean into his run game with Bijan and Tyler and evolve. And then you could argue, you know, he might have given you a fighter's chance against Pittsburgh. Remember, Cousins wasn't very mobile in that game. We were all freaking out over the play calling. But then again, could Penix Jr. have given you that 2-minute drill as a rookie against the Eagles that Kirk Cousins gave you? Could he light it up for 500 yards like Kirk Cousins did against Tampa Bay? So then again, you could argue by the time you get to in November and December, he's no longer a rookie. He processes, he handles these moments the way he handled that second half against the Commanders. So we'll never know. I do think, I speak for most Falcon fans, I hate the fact that we wasted a year of development when you see how good some of the guys in his class, like Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels, performed. Caleb Williams didn't have the cast around him, obviously not as much.
No, not at all. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. You can text us. Let us know. Hit us up on social media. It's just, it's interesting because now the question for our football team is shifting, right? You feel like the defense is moving in the right direction. And Dom, let's cue up our boys from the Water Boys earlier. The Water Boys podcast, B. Rich and Trey, big shout out to them. They had on A.J. Terrell, and I just want you to hear what Terrell said about what he thinks this defense and what to expect from this defense as we played this earlier for you. And the Water Boys is going to be a part of our show here moving forward as we talk about, you know, things that are going on in the ATL. But I think, Mike, what we think about where the defense is going to be, right, makes us feel a lot better than where we felt 2-3 years ago. The coordinator situation, guys, okay, I got to give Jeff Ulbrich a pass to say, all right, let's show me what you got, right? Let's see where this is going to go. Because now, ultimately, it's up to him to put all of this together. We can no longer say, well, he don't have this, that, and the other. You got edge. You got a pretty good secondary. You drafted safeties, Mike. You feel like you've upgraded at the linebacker spot. How's he going to put this together?
Well, I mean, we went back and looked at it. And again, I hope Raheem Morris, you know, getting back as a head coach, you know, learned some stuff, too. Because, you know, even though he had been a head coach in Tampa Bay, hiring Jimmy Lake was a mistake. Jimmy Lake, just by just strictly statistics, was not as good as Ryan Nielsen. A guy that, you know, that was a Terry hire, right?
It was.
So, I mean, and this, it's funny because I've been really critical, just a sidebar before we get to hear what AJ said to the Water Boys, I've been really critical of some of the decisions that Fontenot has made in the draft and some of the personnel things. And then you begin to wonder, is he you know, acquiescing? Is he allowing the coach to have a bigger voice in this partnership? Because Arthur Smith wanted Pitt, supposedly. You know what I mean? Which was a mistake. So I just, I mean, maybe I've got it wrong because Terry is trying to use this that collaborative word comes up, collaboration, and some of the guys he's basically deferring to may have it wrong because Nielsen would have been better than Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake didn't know what he was doing.
It's hard, I'll say this, it's hard for any GM to remain when the coach gets fired and a new coach comes in and he doesn't want to bring in his own guys. That's across the board.
Right.
So I'm not saying you're wrong because I think we probably would have been better with Jimmy Lake, or excuse me, without Jimmy Lake here and the experience of a Ryan Nielsen. But when a new guy gets the job, more times than not, he wants to bring in his guys. Here's what B. Rich and Trey asked A.J. Terrell on their podcast in regards to what to expect from this defense.
One thing about the back end, a safety, a corner, if we don't value nothing more than anything, we value a D-line. People that's going to get to the corner, they make your job easy. I tell a lot of people, I don't care who you can have the sorriest corner, the sorriest safety in the back end, they going to look like they all pro with the front. Having those two pieces added to the defense, I'm super excited for them. I know I text Jalen for sure when he got drafted because he was the first one, but I text him and told him, let's get it. Like, I'm happy about the moves we made. I like that the whole organization is on the same page for what we need and what we need for right now. And I just, you know, I can't wait to get to work. As far as the team, I feel like every offseason, every team feel like they Super Bowl ready.
Yeah.
You know, that's common. Like, you always looking at, okay, you know, we got such and such here. This person there, you got AJ out here, Jesse back there, you got Man, we straight offense, yeah. We got boom, boom, boom. But the beauty, like the game is everybody, 9 out of 10 ain't gonna be healthy for the whole ride. So you got that going on, then you got teams that just come out the blue, and then again we playing in the NFL, like it's a team that bloom every year.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be that 100%. One.
Exactly. So it's like it's one of those years where it's, you know, I feel confident for what we got, and then what's our team mission and standard. Yeah. Like, defensively, for sure, I just feel like we doing the right thing, and the difference is just going to be, like I said before, player-led.
Yeah.
Like, the coach is going to do their behalf. Everybody got a job to do. And the difference between NFL teams, I feel like, is it's in the players, it's in the locker room, it's the culture, it's how we talking, what we believe, and all of those things that help us see bigger.
Take it to the next level.
Exactly.
Yeah, we talked a lot about, you know, stars. You said it. Do we have playmakers on this team? You know, it's Jesse Bates on the defensive side. I mean, you know, the stars are on offense. Jesse Bates, Grady's not here anymore. And then you say, well, Kate Nellis, until they use him properly, maybe. We don't have stars. And he's talking about the players. Players make the difference. And the coaching makes the difference. So you're right. Hopefully Ulbrich releases the hounds, the players and the moves they've added. But it's got to be complimentary. AJ basically is talking about complimentary football. He said it. If you don't have that front four or front five or whatever it is, you're not going to get the job done.
It's player-led. I agree with that. I mean, the great ones, I'm talking about the great defenses, are always that way. You can talk about the great coaches who put them in a position to be successful. Still got to make plays. We hadn't done enough of that. And we haven't done enough of it from the front end to the back end, and that's why we've been ranked where we have been. But I do like what he talked about with the standard and the mission and all of that stuff, and he's excited about what we did in the draft. The first guy I reached out to was Jalen because he was the first.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
There's one pick. Great. Let's go.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.